Passage 1. A famous building in New York City is turning 101 years old this year. A celebration is planned for Grand Central Terminal, which is usually called Grand Central Station. The huge building has not changed much since it opened in February 1913. About 750,000 people pass through Grand Central every day. Some just come to look at it, others to visit the stores. But most are there to catch the trains that enter and leave from the station. It is the largest train station in the world. There are 67 train tracks, all of them underground. The main part of the building has large, arched windows, a jeweled four-sided clock, and ticket windows. Grand Central has been seen in many movies through the years. Dan Brucker has worked for the Transit Authority at Grand Central for 30 years. In all those years, he has not lost his interest in the building. According to Mr. Brucker, the station is the beginning of 20th century architecture. And as people come through this terminal, they don't even realize that the magnificent celestial ceiling above them, the very roof of heaven, is exactly wrong, is exactly opposite. It's a mirror image. Justin Ferrate, a historian, has been giving tours of Grand Central Station for 30 years. He says the station was designed to make travel a pleasure, and he also believes the building was designed for large numbers of people. A 10-year-long fight against plans to build a huge office building over Grand Central in 1968 helped create the modern preservation movement. Now, no one would think of changing the beauty of the station.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. What do people plan to celebrate for? Question 17. What can be learned about the station? Question 18. What makes people drop the idea of making changes of the building?